I went to summer camp at the Circle V Ranch Camp. It was founded in 1945 by the Society of St. Vincent de Paul Council of Los Angeles. Since 1990, the camp has been tucked in a dreamy canyon just a mile up a winding road right past Lake Cachuma Park entrance in Santa Barbara County. My camp adventure was double cool, as my visit coincided with a special Lost in Space Week. And just how the STEM-centered Space Week came to be such a hit is due to an incredible NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory scientist, Tom Nolan, who not by chance was a camper at Circle V back in the early 1960s. Nolan credits Circle V as the game changer in his life, as it spurred his career path in scientific research. Nolan was at Circle V camp on the day of our visit, along with seven of his research associates from JPL, USC, California Science Center, and Huntington High Science Department. Of course, the scientists shared their research and exploration of the universe with the campers. But equally cool was the hands-on science, where the campers took the control of remotely operated vehicles to plumb the aquatic depth of the swimming pool.
They're putting two.
That one's sinking.
They learned about the Mars rovers and robots.
It's got a laser eye. It's got a power drill. It's got a sample caching system. It can evaporate rocks.
They built and launched their own rockets and much more. I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me for a most memorable day at camp. We'll start out taking a walkabout with Laura Caff, Circle V's outreach coordinator, where she shares the big picture at Circle V Camp.
An opportunity for kids to come ages 7 to 13 and really get a taste of nature.
We'll briefly chat with Ray Lopez, camp director, and we'll visit with JPL scientist Tom Nolan as he talks about his passion not only for science but for life and how giving back is central to his incredible life.
I believe in life, we're wandering wanderers, and I started that at camp.
Come along and join me for a visit with Laura Camp.
Look again.
Oh, Tom, isn't it great to be here at Circle V Ranch Camp? It is such an awesome place, just so special. How many times have you driven 154?
I was just going to say, I've driven by it 100 times and always wondered what's up that road.
What's behind that wood sign? If you're heading towards Santa Barbara and you've passed the entrance to Cachuma Lake, and then you see these wood signs and you see Circle V Ranch Camp, it's like, well, what's up that road? Well, a mile up that gravel road is 30 acres of heaven on earth.
When did the ranch start here, the summer camp?
Well, you know, Circle V Ranch Camp is operated by the Society of St. Vincent de Paul Council of Los Angeles. So it's a very much an opportunity for campers in the summertime, like we are right now, for kids to come ages 7 to 13 and really get a taste of nature. And this is a very traditional sleepover camp.
St. Vincent de Paul is very much a Catholic organization. It's a non-denominational summer camp.
Absolutely, Tom. This, you know, Circle V Ranch Camp is open to all faiths, and it is operated by the Society of St. Vincent de Paul, which is a lay Catholic organization. The opportunity, though, is for every child. If you want to send your child to camp, we want to bring them here. And that's what's so amazing about Circle V Ranch Camp. It started in 1945 in Los Angeles, actually at different facilities. We have been here on the Central Coast since 1990. So this is actually our 70th anniversary this year.
I love it. So celebratory summer. The campers that come here would be Santa Barbara County, Ventura County, Los Angeles County,
exactly right.
All the way down to San Diego.
Yeah, we do have some campers from Orange County and San Diego as well, but our predominant area is Santa Barbara County, Ventura County, and Los Angeles County.
Give us a word picture of the camp itself.
You've seen the wood sign. It says Circle V, and people say, what's V for? It's Vincent, because it looks like a five. So V, Circle V, for St. Vincent de Paul. So you're coming up the road, there's trees, and you're climbing up the hill, and then you cross the stream. Well, it's not a stream right now, but we are in a drought. But then, ta-da, your sign, you've come into camp. The first thing you see is the archery range. There it is, archery. How cool is that? You know, we think about Robin Hood our age, Tom, but basically Hunger Games, you know. The kids think about that today. Then you see the swimming pool. One of our donors actually donated this wonderful outdoor swimming pool. Then you see the girls' cabins. They're beautiful wood structures. And then keep winding up the path, and there's the ranger cabin, the dining lodge, the main picnic area. There's the sports cabin, the chapel area. the Nolan Lodge. And so there's all these facilities and a sports area with a beautiful basketball court and soccer fields and a big flagpole and a gathering place. And beyond us, the boys' cabin on the other side and the craft shack up on the hill. There's 30 acres here. There's a spaciousness with the trees, the sun, the moon, the stars. It really is heaven on earth.
And I bet for a lot of the camper kids, this is their first time in their life being out in the wilderness.
It really is true. There is such a chance for children who really don't have the time. I mean, they're maybe living in an apartment or a small home or in the cities where they don't really get a chance to come out and take a deep breath that isn't smog-infused, you know. Here at Circle V Ranch Camp, there's just this feeling of peace and serenity and that you really are close to nature in all her glory.
Another dimension I think is really cool. When most people think of a summer camp, they think of middle class and affluent people, very expensive activity for your kids. But there is no barrier to any kid that wants to come to this summer camp. Tell us about that.
Exactly right, Tom. The Circle V Ranch Camp is set up for children of all ages, or I shouldn't say all ages, 7 to 13 is our age range, and 14 to 17 for our teens. But no matter what your faith, no matter what your income level, we welcome you here. And quite frankly, we have 7 sessions each summer, 175 kids each session. There's about,
basically week-long each session?
It's 6 days and 5 nights, so we are a traditional sleepover camp. 95% of our campers receive what we call camperships, some level of financial support. And it is an incredible value, $425 for the entire week's experience. However, many of our campers and their families are not in a position to be able to afford that. We have amazing, generous donors, and we raise money year-round to make sure that any child, any family that wants to send their child to camp can come to camp.
And tell us about some of the activities, some of the things that they do on a daily or an ongoing basis.
Like I said, we talked about archery because that's one of the first things you see. In the pool, of course, hiking, nature cabin, nature hikes, having the chance to make crafts, doing outdoor things. Right behind us is our wonderful bird feeders made out of pine cones that the kids can find. And it's one of my favorite things, Tom, is actually making the bird feeders out of pine cones and peanut butter and birdseed and hanging them up as you see behind us. And there's all that opportunity. And then the biggest opportunity, I think, is the friendships. The friendship and the fellowship that you can experience here at camp. You're living, eating, sleeping with your counselor, with your assistant counselor, with all your friends. Of course, the cabins are grouped by age and by gender, so the boys' side and the girls' side. But for me, it's about fun, it's about fellowship, and I think anytime you ask the kids, they're going to tell you, I made so many new friends, and I love my counselor, and I love the food.
A little while ago, walking around, I noticed there's a campfire ring, and I bet you that that's a cool place at nighttime.
Oh, it's cool and it's hot at the same time. You're right. You're absolutely right, Tom. Campfire is such a traditional part of camp, and this is a very traditional camp. I got to tell you one thing. People say, well, what about TV? What about radio? What about internet access? And we're like, no. There is none. That's the beauty of Circle V Ranch Camp, is that there is no internet access. There is no barely cell phone service. Of course, we do have it in the office, but don't tell anybody. So the kids can really focus on outdoors, and the campfire is a huge focus every night.
And singing, I bet, is...
Singing, skits, we do theater in the dirt, which sounds horrible, but it's really fun because every cabin, every group of kids and campers will create skits and do performances, and it really is an awesome experience at night here as well.
So this being a summer camp, it's this beautiful, complete facility. What happens to it when school goes back?
Oh, it's amazing. This facility is available as a retreat center. So if you have a nonprofit group or, you know, an organization that you'd like to do a retreat or come up here and rent the camp, the rest of the year, you know, autumn, spring, and winter is available for groups. So we have everything from church groups to yoga groups to family groups that want to come and just enjoy this atmosphere in this facility.
And what's the capacity?
We average anywhere from 15 to 150.
Wow. And you feed them too?
Absolutely. Food is included in your package. It's incredibly cost effective. It's a great value.
I see a lot of you have some rockets in your hands, and I want you to launch your life starting today. And who's going to launch it is you and your passion and your enthusiasm and your curiosity. That's what's going to make your life special.
I'm Tom Nolan with NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. We're here at the Circle V Ranch Camp, sponsored by the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. We have 181 campers here this week, all doing a Lost in Space week, and I'm so thankful they're up here. And I brought 8 people with me from NASA and USC and Huntington Beach High School, and we're all sharing the passion and enthusiasm we have for science with these young campers. The advantage to our sharing is that they can be lifelong learners, that as we show them the thrill and excitement of curiosity, of asking questions, that inside each of them is a scientist. That's why we're here, because someone sparked us. And the way that we pay that person back that sparked us is to teach these kids.
Give us a little walkthrough of some of the different stations that you guys had. These were all hands-on, practical, experiential things for the kids.
We got the campers all doing different kinds of things, often physics lessons or science lessons, but more just about asking the question of what's going to happen if I do X, Y, or Z. So we had them build paper rockets, and they launched them by stomp rockets, kicking down on a 2-liter bottle, and that launches the rocket over 100 feet up in the sky. And they did that themselves. They built it and they launched it. What a powerful thing the kids learned in that. We also taught them the solar system by scale, so learning all the planets and how far apart they are and the different sizes of them. It's an amazing journey through just our solar system alone, the rest of the universe.
And this was physical application where you had them hold the little model planets and go out on Earth space and see the differential distance.
I hope that in their hands they realized, you know, that they're holding a planet, but the symbolism of that is just phenomenal. I also would like to teach them, and as we did a couple stations, was about taking care of the Earth. We're supposed to be good stewards of Earth. Pope Francis just came out with his encyclical that we have to care for our common home. And that's exactly what we teach in science. That's what we teach at JPL. At NASA, I've been teaching caring for the Earth. We have to be good stewards of it. We've done some things really well. We've done some things not so well. And I'm really hoping these kids will learn to appreciate it. If they're out here in nature and they get to live it, they'll appreciate it. If they never get here, they don't know what a forest is like. But once they live it, then they know. And they'll say, I've got to take care of that. When I was a boy, I lived in the forest at camp. And that has stuck with me today. I was a guide in Alaska in the bush. I carried that camp experience through that. I'm so thankful for that experience to do that. Other things we did here, we had them launch straw rockets, which we called it 3-2-1 puff. They got to count down, and they built their own rockets using a straw to blow to get it out. We had them also do what we call the groove tube, which is every kid has flown paper airplanes, but this is just a tube of plastic made out of a recycled 2-liter soda bottle, and they're flying a tube, and it actually has aerodynamics, and it's using gyroscopic physics to be able to fly. And you'd think it's just a piece of plastic, but you can fly it. And the kids got to learn that.
You had your aquatic density.
Yeah. So we did sink and float, trying to go over what's buoyant and density, and that the forces of gravity and the voices of buoyancy are working against each other. We also had underwater ROVs, and they got to learn the buoyancy of that, and then go in and have a challenge in the deep end of the pool with their ROVs that they got to drive themselves. They actually were the rover pilot, the ROV pilot. I think that's a great experience for the kids.
That was cool. And then you had, out here, you had robotic.
We have a prototype that we use for the Mars rovers. That's an 8-wheel rover, and we realized that we didn't need all 8 wheels, so we cut back the mass and used 6. On all of our rovers, we used 6 wheels, but the same design of the rocker bogey system. And we got to demonstrate that here. It's wonderful to show how it manipulates going over rocks, but you also rolled it over the camp director and a couple of the counselors. And, of course, the kids loved all that. When you get a rover rolling over the leaders of the camp, that's exciting times.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Let's segue for a moment back to the camp itself. That's the reason you're here, is again your childhood and that you went to camp here.
In the early 60s, I was a camper. The camp at that time was up in Granada Hills, but it's the same St. Vincent de Paul Ranch camp. At the time, they were seminarians. Nowadays, it's by volunteers. These kids come from the inner city. I was in the inner city. I was a poor kid, and I had the opportunity to come here. I would have not got the chance. I mean, my park was Queen Anne Park. That's what I knew. And wonderful. I'm glad it's there. But getting the chance to go to camp where I went hiking, I'd never been hiking, you know, and I got to go swimming, and we didn't have a swimming pool, but I was able to do the archery. I loved going to archery. I'm just arts and crafts and walking through nature and living in the trees. The oldest kids, it was wonderful, outfit 13, which was the oldest boys, got to sleep out under a great big oak tree. There was no cabin. You had bunk beds out there in the open. And I couldn't wait till I got to be in cabin 13, and I did. I got to be the old kids all the years leading up to that. I wanted to be in cabin 13. I wanted to be sleeping out without a tent, open sky, under the great, beautiful oak tree that God placed 100 years ago. I like those experiences. And the moments that these kids have, the campers have, that they've never had before, those are the ones I really love. And those that come back, they come back for those experiences.
And here you are, years and years later, and you're back.
The lessons that summer camp taught me and my mom taught me to look for the things all around me, to be observant, that everything around me is free. If I just notice it, there's a great lesson and a great joy to wondering about it. So I believe in life, we're wondering wanderers. And I started that at camp. And my mom taught me that. So as I've gone through and was a dolphin trainer, a killer whale trainer, went to USC, got my degree in marine biology, was a guide in Alaska in the bush, moved to New Mexico and led groups there and owned a sporting goods store and, you know, back to USC in marine biology. And then many years at oceans, out at sea in the Pacific Ocean, Tahiti and Moorea and Nuku'hiva and the Aleutian Islands. All of that was this great love of nature that was bond right here at summer camp. And I pray for that for all of these kids, that their appreciation of the world and how they can make it better is what they're learning with fun.
It has been an absolute honor and a pleasure to visit with you.
I think that the honor is in human beings sharing and caring, and that can go on anywhere. And with NPR and the ability to share what you do, you're a blessing, and I'm thankful for NPR Radio. I'm thankful for you in my life, Tom, because we just met today, but I'm already richer. Thank you.
That's mutual. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
We've been speaking with Tom Nolan. He's an operations engineer at JPL, Jet Propulsion Laboratory, California, Institute of Technology, Pasadena, California. Ray Lopez, camp director of St. Vincent de Paul's Ranch Camp. Hi.
Just an amazing day here at Circle V.
What a special day.
Thank you for coming out. I mean, this summer marks 70 summers of Circle V Ranch Camp, summer camp program for youth that allows kids to come out for 6 days and five nights. And having Tom Nolan out here, Tom is an amazing person, so much of himself, and brought a team of volunteers to really make an impression on the young campers that we have. And he's really a role model for so many, especially for us adult that we're blessed to meet him today.
So they did really hands-on science camp stuff.
Really gave our campers a chance to really experience some of the things that they might not be able to do even at school, when fundings are cut short, when things like science are really important. You know, JPL and NASA, they're looking for engineers and scientists to go out and explore. And so Tom brings that with him, that experience, that knowledge and wisdom. That's what makes camp amazing. Gives them a chance to step out of their comfort zone and learn something at the same time. And they go home, we plant seeds.
Challenged in a positive way.
In a positive way. And that's what the outdoor camping experience does. It really brings forth, unlocks the awe and wonder of the outdoors and beyond. And that's what it was all about today. It says, I can be somebody. I can be like Tom. Tom was a camper, and maybe I too can work at NASA's JPL and go way beyond what Tom is doing. I'm just blessed to be part of it.
Ray Lopez, camp director, thank you so much for sharing.
Truly an honor and a privilege to be with you.
My pleasure. Somebody wanted to come up and take a look, make an appointment ahead of time?
Go to CircleVRanchCamp.org. Give us a call. That's 805-688-5252.
Laura Kath, thank you so much for visiting.
It is our pleasure. And what we say all the time is, Viva la Circle V!
I love it. I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting.
So the impossible is temporary, and we can figure it out by asking questions. If you are at all curious, you are a scientist, because all you do is ask questions.